time in my life or any time in any lifetime. I have the opportunity to do what I'm doing with this thing called the gospel film. I had no idea about anything like that. I'm glad I live in this time. And I'm glad I live in this place. I'm glad I live in Athens, Georgia, not Gainesville, Florida.
Amen.
I have to gouge Brother Randy just a little bit there on that gator stuff. You know, we hunt gators too. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. Let me get back into preaching here just a little bit, okay? This is the place. This is your place. Now, if anybody's going to have a burden for Valdosta, Georgia, it's going to have to be you. Now, I know there are other good churches here. I understand that. But you've got to say, this is my place. This is my place. I'm going to support this work here. I'm going to get involved in this work here. Man, I wish there'd be a bunch of you. A bunch of you say, I don't understand about this. What kind of a harebrained idea Pastor has, but this gospel team thing, I want to find out about that. Maybe that's my thing. Maybe that's a thing that I can get involved with. I maybe can't go very far, and I can maybe do a whole lot, but I can pray and I can be involved. And while other people walk, I can kneel.
Amen.
And both of them are important. Both are important. This is my place. This is the place God has given me. This is the place God will work. God will work. Now, you know, I come in here. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not unkind. I don't mean to be unkind. Sometimes I'm unkind by accident, but I don't mean to be unkind. And you people are great people. But there was a time, I dare say, there was a time this church was pretty well full. Do you know that there's more people in Valdosta now than there was then? This is the place. And God has given you a good place. It's a good place. I mean, it's a good place physically. It's a place that is ripe unto harvest. There's people all over this town. And many of them know about this place through your radio station. Man, what a wonderful opportunity to capitalize on something God has given to you. It's a wonderful thing. Churches and pastors all over the country would be envious of the opportunity you have in this place. You see, you have an obligation as God's people to be a blessing to this place. And you have an obligation to God to get God's message to this place. Well, I know. You live in a place where, at least we used to say this, everybody's religious. Everybody's been saved three or four times. I say that because that's the way many of them think about it. But they don't know the truth of the Word of God. And there's people that have come in here from everywhere that do not know the Word of God. They don't know John 3:16. I dare say you could walk downtown, particularly on a Saturday night, and ask people in Valdosta, Georgia, have you ever heard of John 3:16? They would say, one after another would say, I don't believe I've ever heard of that. What is that? You see, we get to thinking people are gospel hardened in this place. But But they're not gospel hardened. They're gospel ignorant.
Amen.
And it's our job to inform them in this place. You got it, number one? Now's the time. Pastor said this morning, keep your eye on Israel. Keep your eye on Israel. Keep one eye on Israel and the other eye toward the sky. The Lord's coming. And He may come tonight. But wouldn't it be great if He came tonight that I had made a decision to work for Him in this time and in this place? I like what the song says. Only takes a spark to get a fire going. And soon all those around will warm up to its glowing. Somebody said, if you want to have a revival, set yourself on fire for God and let people come watch you burn. I know it's spiritual. You understand what I'm talking about. But if the church here gets on fire for God, people start talking about it. People come. This place. Now's the time. This is the place. Now here's where it meets the road. This is where the rubber meets the road, okay? We're the people. It's not the people who are not here. Now again, I don't want to be unkind, but it's not Sunday morning only people that are going to have a revival. They'll be affected by revival, but it's the nighttime folks that have revival.
Amen.
That's where revival comes. That's where it starts. Revival begins at the house of God. In other words, the reviving starts not with the people that are farthest from God, but revival starts with the people that are closest to God. And as they move closer with the Lord, they draw others closer to the Lord with them. That's just the way it works. Now, maybe God can make it work another way, and He can if He wants to, but that's the way He makes it work. We're the people. We're the people. If the people of this church, you people here tonight, do you know, I don't know the names of other churches here in town, but the people of First Baptist Church, they're not going to join the gospel team. They're not going to do that. It's going to be the people of Bemis Road Baptist Church that become part of the gospel team with a mission to affect this community for the glory of God. So, you got it? Now's the time. This is the place. And we're the people. Now I've got three questions to ask you. If not now, when? If not here, where? And if not us, who?
Amen.
Paul said to the church at Corinth, I'm in Ephesus. A great work was done in Ephesus. Paul said, right now is the time in Ephesus. I'd love to come to Corinth and see you, but God has me here for this time. For this time, I'm in this place, and He has given me an opportunity here. And at this time, in this place, God has given you the opportunity here. And you're going to have to decide, what am I going to do with that? Now's the time. This is the place. We're the people. We're the people. Now, a lot of us don't want to go by ourselves. We want other people to join with us. And I like the team concept. Heard about an old fellow who was driving down the road one day, and for whatever reason he wasn't paying attention, out on a dirt road, and he drove his car over in a ditch. He got in the ditch and he tried to get the thing out forward, tried to get it out backward, couldn't get it out. He went over to the farmer's house and he said to the farmer, he said, could you help me get my car out of the ditch? And the farmer said, well, yeah. He said, I'll get my horse. He said, we'll come out there, pull you out. And he got out there and he put the harness on the horse and got him squared away and got some chains and hooked up and got the horse out there in front of that car. He said, "Now you get in there and steer it." He said, "We'll go." And he hollered, "Come on, Clyde. Come on, Maud. Come on, George. Come on, Jack. God, get up." And boy, that old horse, he was a blind horse of all things. He was a blind horse. And he just pulled that thing right out of there. He pulled that thing right out of there like it was nothing. And the fellow said, "Man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much." He said, I heard you call a whole bunch of names. He said, "Why'd you do that?" He said, "Well," he said, "my horse is blind. And he doesn't work well by himself. But whenever he thinks he's got other people helping him, he'll give it more effort." I like the team concept. I like that. Get on board with this thing and get it going. I'm praying for you. And I want to pray for you. Now, I'm not going to be here. I may never see you again this side of heaven. But I would to God that you would in your heart say, "I will serve God now, here, as God's child. Now is my time. This is my place. And I will serve God." It just seems it's the right thing to do. And I'm not your God. I'm not your Holy Spirit. I'm not your pastor. But I'd like to pray for you. And if you're willing tonight to say, "I'm willing to accept this as my time. I'm willing to accept this as my place. And I'm willing to accept the job that I have before God to fulfill His purpose that He wants to accomplish through Bemis Road Baptist Church in Valdosta, Georgia. I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to take the challenge. Now's my time. This is my place. And I'm here for God. I'm going to go for God." Now, I'm not a very private person. I'm a pretty open kind of person. A lot of times I don't have you bow your head and close your eyes. I just ask you to stand up and speak up and take off for God. So I'm going to ask you to stand up. Stand up. Good, 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 good. And if that's what you want to do, you want to be God's person in this time, in this place, I want you to come stand down here in front of me and I want to pray for you right now. No singing, no play, no nothing.